Proclamation number 8837 of 6th of August, 1964. Father's assurance of pure truth. When I dress you men, then this is a sign of my presence in you. It is a sign that I am close to you, so close that you need not fear that you no longer possess my love. Because you can hear me, and my dress will again and again be a proof that I want to work through you and in you. A mighty knowledge has already been conducted to earth through my word, and my word will still resound in you until I myself put an end to it, until the mission is accomplished. And every servant's task is different, but one thing is certain, that pure truth is to be supplied to men, and that you, who want to do this work for me, are certain of my blessing. But I can only give knowledge to men when I bring truth to them myself. I do not want that those, who have no knowledge of the Book of Books, are therefore to go away empty-handed, because exactly among them are seekers, who do not let themselves be taught through words, which certainly also have taken their start from me, of which they are however not convinced, and I therefore address those myself. But since I can speak to them through you, the success is greater, because their faith is a living one. They know it that I myself address them. And I can now look down on a circle, which take it seriously with the work on their souls. The will to serve me is what lets your work be of success. I speak to you as a father speaks to his children, for I do not want to be a distant God for you. I want you to recognize me as father. I want to lavish all my love on you. You should not feel that I am a God of wrath who condemns you when you have erred. You shall see your father in me, who introduces you to all secrets of creation, and you shall entrust yourselves to me, that I also instruct you correctly, that I impart the truth to you in purest form. Precisely because you are to work for me, and your work consists of conveying the truth, of informing your fellow human beings. And for this I need you. I do not need bigots. I need sober-thinking people who are able to judge for themselves what spiritual knowledge they should also hand out to their fellow human beings. Every man is pleasant to me who earnestly seeks to fulfill my will, but I will also choose those who I consider suitable for this mission, and I will also protect these from my opponent, that he does not bring them into confusion. They only have to believe that I speak to them myself, and that in all truth. And when they hear my voice, then they are to give thanks and praise me in the heart, that I lean down to them and reveal myself to them. For it is their strength that they come to me and ask me for my dress, that they may receive strength and light and grace when they hear my word. And that they possess my love is the sign that I reveal myself. Therefore let me often speak through you, because it is no longer long time. You approach the end, and everyone will be happy whom I could still address before, because he is in intimate connection with me through his love, which I also return to him. Amen.